Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. It's the 17th of May, 2023. I'm doing this podcast for you in relation to Real Estate Excellence submission to Stage 2 tenancy law reform changes and the proposals set out by the Queensland Labor Government at this stage. Now, as most of you know, we've got until the 29th of May at 5 p.m. 2023 to have our say. There's a government survey for property owners, tenants, and property managers. There's and an option to do a written paper. Now, the purpose of this podcast is firstly, if you're on my social media this morning or today already, you would have seen a video I did. So I'm doing a cap of that video. So basically, for those who aren't on social media that way, etc., or for those who find it easier to listen while you're working, driving, and more, this is for you. Now, at realestateexcellence.com.au, under the RTRA Act Review tab, you'll find one I'm about to review. There and everywhere else on my website at the moment, I must say, but I've got the link about having your say to the government website. Or, of course, please go to the RTA website or your preferred advisor. I've also got the video I just mentioned as well that I'm doing this podcast for. Now, I'm suggesting as an option, if you agree with my written submission, which I've got on my website now, you're welcome to copy and paste into an email and just source it, stating I agree with the submission of Stacey Holt, CEO of Real Estate Excellence, who has made her submission available for us. And just copy and paste what I've got on the website and then add any bits of yours. You don't have to write a big thesis, one or two lines, whatever you may think. But as opposed to don't like it, that won't sit well. We have to explain. Now, I'm calling on the Queensland Government to pause the review, and I'll just share some of my submission with you. I'm writing first and foremost requesting the Labor Government of Queensland to hold off, pause on Stage 2 reform. The reforms and consultation began in 2018, 2019. A lot has changed since. Labor at the moment has a majority government since they were re-elected for a record third term in October 2020 for 4 years. The pandemic happened. Of course, March 2020, none of us will forget, and we all remember. Now, stage one was picked up after being delayed in 2021, which scared a number of investors. Plus, the sales market being so high at the time, investors saw an opportunity being an investor and they sold. Stage one saw the removal of without grounds, no reason to end a tenancy contract. Prior to the implementation, October 1, 2022, it must be said there was a lot of chatter, which resulted in action of properties being sold. The experts of these, no doubt, have shared all the government know. Stage two now. Now, Real Estate Excellence has over 300 member offices in Queensland, and I've worked in education, training, policy, and advice for over 20 years. I write on behalf of my company, from experience, on behalf of my members, and if I may indulge, by far most of the industry. Please pause. We need investors. If the industry investors and future investors read the full options paper, there is much to fear and perceived fear to not invest. We know we've got mum and dad investors in the main who are having a go. If they read the full options paper for stage two, there will be, is, a lot of fear about the loss of control of their major investment. A reasonable person would understand that. It is a tenant's home, but it's also an investor's major life investment. Without them, we do not have housing for most of us. We are at a crisis point in the property management industry, have been for a while, for recruiting and retaining staff. Please remember COVID and those years of emergency regulations, then stage one. Then the rent increase, frequency law changes to once every 12 months, suddenly without consultation, on the 18th of April, commencing 1 July 2023. Minimum housing standards also commence 1st September. The industry, but mainly investors and future investors, do not need more change. There is also a lot of fatigue. Please consider pausing stage two of Queensland tenancy law reform. It is not going to fix the national or Queensland housing crisis. It will exacerbate the Queensland housing crisis. Just because something is due according to agenda does not mean it needs to be done. Also, the Courier Mail report on the 17th of May, today, 2023, is correct. We are now getting a new housing minister who needs to understand the issues regarding more regulation before doing more regulation at this time. My suggestion is to continue focusing on the housing crisis, where people like you and I cannot find housing. Stage two and more reform is not the answer. Please wait until after the state election in October 2024 before making any further tenancy law changes in Queensland. Now is not the time. So, realestateexcellence.com.au under the RTRA review tab, if you'd like to read that, and or as I say, you're welcome to source it. Plus, as I say, we've got all the information and links for the government survey and the options paper and making a submission, and all go to the RTA website. So, thank you for joining me. Please make sure you have your say. The power of many here, as opposed to the power of one. The old saying and the old infamous Bryce Courtenay book that I love dearly. But seriously, we all need to get on board here and have our say. You have time. It's only going to take you a short amount of time to do the survey. And most importantly, please make sure your investors are aware of this and have a chance to have their say before the 29th of May, 5 p.m., 2023. Realestateexcellence.com.au. This is Stacey Holt. Thank you for joining me and bye for now.